In this bulletin, Christmas restrictions announced for Sydney residents as officials work to contain the Northern Beaches outbreak. South Australia declares the elimination of the Parafield cluster. And in sport, no change is expected to the crowd size for the A-League season opener in Sydney. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says new limits on household gatherings over Christmas are modest and aimed at containing the spread of the virus. 8 new COVID-19 cases have been recorded in the state, with 7 linked to the Northern Beaches cluster at Avalon. The Northern Beaches will be split into 2 zones, north and south, so that different sets of restrictions apply on Christmas Day to Boxing Day. Those located north of the Narrabeen Bridge can have 5 people from that area visit their home. Northern Beaches residents located south of the bridge will be allowed to have up to 10 guests in their home, including from outside the region. Greater Sydney residents will continue to be limited to 10 household guests, but a new change means children under the age of 12 will not be included in that total. Ms. Berejiklian says the measures are proportionate.
We're trying to be as generous as we can, but we can't be any more generous than what we've done. They're modest tweaks over the next 3 days. We're trying to take everything into consideration, but the risks are still there. If you're a vulnerable person, if you have a comorbidity, if you're over 70 years of age, you should think twice about going into the Northern Beaches area.
The 8th confirmed case of COVID-19 in New South Wales is a Qantas worker who recently returned from overseas and then boarded a domestic flight from Darwin to Sydney on December 18. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says genomic sequencing has come back on a case announced yesterday, a nurse who transported returned travellers. She says the results show the case is linked to the Northern Beaches cluster and not to international travellers as initially suspected.
This highlights the fact that how important that genome sequencing is, because we would have been pursuing one line of inquiry and this really narrows the line of inquiry to a different issue, because the strain in the US returned travellers is very different from this strain. How they acquired the infection is yet to be determined, but with some additional genomic sequencing data we'll be pursuing another number of other additional avenues.
Victoria has recorded 1 new case of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine, with no further locally acquired cases. Almost 23,000 COVID-19 tests were processed yesterday. South Australian health authorities have declared the elimination of Adelaide's Parafield cluster. The outbreak featured 33 infections and over 5,000 people were forced into quarantine. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has called on the federal government to speed up the COVID-19 vaccine delivery timeline. He says if the Pfizer vaccine is approved by the regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, there's no need to wait until March to commence the rollout.
That makes no sense. If the approval is made in January, it should be rolled out in January as a matter of urgency. And also, there's only been provision made for 10 million doses. Quite clearly, we're going to need more than that. And so we need more vaccines more quickly.
Organisers expect Sunday night's A-League season opener between the Western Sydney Wanderers and MacArthur FC to go ahead without crowd limits at Western Sydney Stadium. Organisers say they're yet to receive any information of any changes. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, very hot and sunny, 40 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 27. Possible shower for Melbourne, 19. Hobart, much the same, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 27. Wollongong, a late shower or two, 26. Sydney, partly cloudy, 27. Newcastle, similar, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.